As we start our study this evening, let me get out from underneath that fan right there. As we start our study this evening, I wonder if you'd please open up to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the 13th verse. And tonight we want to look at five truths regarding temptation. But before we get started on this, I wonder if there's anyone else who would have a word of testimony. There, you're just sitting there saying, you know what, if he'd have given one more chance, I would have given a word of testimony. I'll give you that chance now. Yes, Don. If you have your Bibles, again, I'm going to ask you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the 13th verse. You're very familiar with this verse. But this particular verse comes right on the heels of a warning. And we talked a little bit about this. Does anybody mind if I shut this air conditioner off? It's just kind of loud. We talked a bit in last week's message on, last Sunday morning's message on backsliding. We talked about the fact that a person can become boastful in their spiritual life and believe, okay, because I am so great and awesome as to who I am untouchable. And folks, that becomes an open door for backsliding to begin in an individual's life. And as Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, he is writing to a church that is filled with pride. And it is filled with arrogance. And he gives this little warning that comes out in verse 12 before he gives this solution about temptation. But notice what he says. He says in that 12th verse, he says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." It kind of goes along with the declaration in Proverbs that says pride comes before a fall. Just when we believe that we are untouchable, that's when temptation can draw us aside. And God can take those opportunities, slap us alongside the head with them, and say, "Hey, now look, pay more attention here. Walk in faith, walk in obedience, and you will be overcomer. You'll be an overcomer. You'll not be overcome." And then Paul, as he continues, he brings us to this 13th verse that says this: "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it." So let's have a word of prayer. Our gracious Father, we now ask that you would help our hearts and our minds to be open to you, so that we might recognize that you are the God who blesses and encourages and touches us and gives us guidance. Father, if we'll just simply pay attention and follow you, the enemy will not be able to touch us. And so, Lord, help us to be aware of your presence every moment. Help us to be aware of our weaknesses every moment. But help us to trust in your strength for our weaknesses. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Okay, I told you there were five truths, if you will, about temptation that are brought out in this one verse. And it's important for us to understand a little bit about how gracious God is to us. and how much he watches over. And he doesn't violate who we are, but he will take the circumstances in our lives and he will use them to bring glory to himself. And so we want to look at these five things. And the very first thing that I want to share with you is the fact that temptation is a common experience with every individual. Temptation is a common experience with every individual. Folks, there is no time in this life where you will be beyond temptation. Now, the temptations in life become different with the stages in life. And some of the things that Satan was able to trap us with when we were young, he's not going to be able to use. But that doesn't mean that there aren't areas in our life that he won't be able to tempt us with, because he will. And also, with every individual, the temptations are different. What is going to be a temptation to Bill may not be a temptation to Ken. What's going to be a temptation to Ken may not affect Greg whatsoever. But vice versa. But in our experience here in this world, every one of us is going to have a particular weakness that Satan will try to use against us and try to entrap us and to entice us so that we'll not obey God. And we've got to be aware of that. Sometimes it is, of course, the common things that we always consider sin. You know, with some individuals it may be alcohol. With others it may be drugs or immorality or something like that. But with others it may be things that are more subtle. Perhaps it's attitudes. Perhaps it's the issue of anger. But nonetheless, Satan knows what our particular weakness is, and that's how he will go after us. But you know what? Every one of us faces periods of temptation, and we have to determine we're going to rest in God and trust in him, and we're going to have to pay attention to how he opens up the doors to get away from that. Temptation is a common experience for every individual. And that's important for us to realize. I find it interesting when I talk with people who are backslidden or have gone through a particular rough moment of temptation, and they submitted to that, they quite often run and hide under the umbrella of, well, I'm no good, and I'll never be any good, and God doesn't want me. But you know what? That's untrue. That is the kind of a message that comes from the enemy. That's not the message that God sends. For God loves us enough that he died for us. He cares enough that he is willing to restore us and to renew us and to change us and to make us what we've never been before. That's how much he loves us. And so it's important that we understand that even if we are tempted, that doesn't mean that we're alone. I'm going to tell you, it's a pretty big boat that we're in. When you consider all of the people of the world, in all of the ages of history, every one of them has been tempted. Billy Graham, as great as we believe that Billy Graham is, Billy Graham admitted that there were temptations in his life. You know, Jesus himself was tempted. And if he could be tempted, how about you and I? So we are going through a common experience. You'll notice in that 13th verse that Paul says it like this. He says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man." But such as is common to man. There's an old saying. It goes like this. There's nothing new, what? Under the sun. Satan has no new traps. He has no new tricks. He just has new people to use the old traps and tricks on. So we need to be aware. He is going to go after us with everything that he has to try to pull us off of the path of righteousness. And so temptation is that common experience to every individual. Second thing is this. The faithfulness of God is our answer to temptation. The faithfulness of God is our answer to temptation. It's kind of a key to our life because it really indicates what do we believe about God. Do we have a God who is too small to help us resist temptation? Do we have an enemy who is too big in our mind? Or do we have a God who is bigger than anything that the enemy wants to use against us? You see, it becomes a matter of our attitude towards God and our belief in Him. How many people believe that Satan is more powerful than God? Anyone? You mean in this congregation of this size, there's no one who believes that Satan is more powerful than God? Then why do we believe it? Why do we live submitting to sin when in reality, God is more powerful? Do you notice what Paul said here? Look at what he says. The first four words of this next phrase go like this. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. Now here it comes. And God is faithful. And God is faithful. You see, He is our key to overcoming temptation. For he is faithful. When the enemy comes and looks at Jerry and perches right here on his shoulder and starts to whisper in Jerry's ear, whatever he whispers, God speaks not in the ear, but in the heart. Saying, Jerry, you know that's not right. You know that I do not want you going down this path. Jerry, I am providing for you the opportunity to escape this. And he does that with us every time. Every time. Why? Because God is faithful. It's not a time when God's going to back up. He is going to be faithful. And he is going to give us a sense of what's right and wrong when it comes to temptation. But you want to know something? If we won't study the Word of God, if we won't learn from God, we don't know what temptation is, we can't avoid it. But when we have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ to the point that we're willing to follow Him, we're wanting to follow Him, we're desiring to follow Him, God is going to be faithful. Because He does not want us being dragged off into the brush and beaten up by the enemy. God is faithful. Whenever Satan attempts to tempt us, God speaks to our hearts and lets us know this isn't right. This isn't what I want for you. Remember, we're talking about temptation. Something that is going to lead us into a sin that is contrary to what God's will for us is. That's an important aspect to remember on this. And so, temptation is a common experience for all people. The faithfulness of God is our key to overcoming temptation. Here's number three. God is involved in limiting the level of temptation we experience. God is involved in limiting that level of temptation. Now, look at what he says. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. He's not going to allow you to be tempted beyond what level you can resist. Remember what James said when it comes to temptation? He said this. He said, resist the devil and what? He will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. How do we resist the devil? By submitting to God. When the devil comes and says, hey, look at this. We need to say, back off, buddy. You have no authority here. When we resist the devil, he has to run. That's important for us to understand. Because God is going to limit the level of temptation. He's going to limit what Satan can do. There was a time in the Old Testament, a guy named Job. When I first got saved, I thought it was Job. But his name was Job. And Satan had really been effective in this world. And he came before God and he just kind of boasting, kind of bragging, you know. And God looks at him and says, look, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan says, oh, yeah, but you've got such a hedge of protection around him, I can't get to him. God says, okay, you can do whatever you want, but you can't touch Job. He limited what Satan was able to do. And you know the story, how Job lost everything. His children, all in one fell sweep, were killed. Tremendous amount of pressures came on. He lost his wealth. He'd been robbed. All of this going on at the same time. And when one was giving the message to Job, then the next one would come in with a message, and the next one would come in. and just amazing, amazing things. And yet Job stayed true because God limited what could happen. So Satan comes back, and he's doing his braggadocious type of thing. And God says, look, go ahead. You can touch Job, but you cannot take his life. You don't have that authority. You see, he limited temptation even there. And it's the same way with you and I. There is no temptation that overtakes us but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow more than we can handle to come at us. God limits what the enemy can do, but when we yield to the enemy's temptations, that's when sin becomes a part of our experience. Remember, temptation is not sin. Yielding to temptation is sin. If temptation was sin, then Jesus sinned. Remember, he'd been baptized, ready to begin his public ministry. He goes off into the wilderness for 40 days. And as he is out there, he gets a visitor. And temptation is put before him. And Jesus resists. And Satan slinks away. But if temptation were sin, then Jesus sinned. I want to challenge you as a person. Don't eat for 40 days. And have somebody offer you a piece of bread. And see if it isn't tempting to eat that piece of bread. I guarantee you it'll be a temptation to eat that piece of bread. I'm not saying don't eat bread. All right, before anybody goes out here, oh, pastor said we can't eat bread anymore. I'm not saying that. All right, it's just an illustration. But you see, that's the way that temptation works. And that's what the enemy does. But God limits. I personally believe that if I was in that situation, he wouldn't offer me bread, he'd offer me ice cream. Because we all know that ice cream is nature's most perfect food. you see, God loves us enough that he is going to limit what the enemy can do. Because our God is greater than the enemy of our soul. Okay, number four. God always, and you probably ought to underline this, God always provides ways of escaping the temptations that come. He always offers an alternative. He always offers an out when the enemy tries to tempt us to sin. Notice what he says here. And Paul is declaring this with certainty, okay, and with confidence. Look at what he says. He says, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also. He's going to offer the alternative to the temptation. Every once in a while? Well, that's not what it says. Always. Always. When the temptation comes, God will always open the door for an escape route to get away from the temptation. And that's important for us to understand. When temptation comes our way, and we know what temptation is. Folks, we're not caught by surprise. We know what temptation is. And so it's not a surprising thing that the enemy tries to get to our weaknesses and then tries to open up different doors for us to go. But you see, is God faithful? Yeah, Paul said he is. We have seen it in our own lives. There have been those times when temptations come and we have resisted and God is faithful and the enemy has flung, whatever. Whatever happens, he's gotten out of there anyways. Right? That's always that. We have seen that time happen. But when we don't resist, what happens? We fail, don't we? We sin. We don't make a mistake. We sin. And that's important for us to understand. God is faithful. He's going to provide the way of escape. But we have to take the escape route that God offers. Number five, God's ways of escape allow us to triumph over temptation. Allow us to triumph over temptation. Look at what he says at the end of that verse. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Endure what? Endure the temptation. Satan, you have no authority here. I'm not going to submit to this temptation. Instead, I am going to resist, and I am going to be victorious through Christ. All praise needs to go to Christ, who gives us the strength to overcome temptation. Temptation is the tool of Satan to draw you away from the will of God. And it's not God's will that anyone should enter into sin, but it's God's will to deliver us from the power of sin. And that's even in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever. God is more powerful than Satan. You and God together are even more powerful. Trust Him. Five truths about temptation. It's common experience. The faithfulness of God is our key to overcoming it. God is involved in limiting the level of temptation we experience so that we'll be able to overcome it. God always provides a way of escaping the temptation. And God's ways to escape allow us to triumph. We do not have to yield to the temptations of the enemy. Let's stand. We're going to close with a word of prayer. I want to thank you for being here. Trust that you have had a good time worshiping the Lord together here tonight. Let's pray, and then again, you're all invited to come on over to the fellowship hall and just kind of enjoy a moment of fellowship. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, we again thank you for your great love for us. We thank you for the many opportunities that you give us to honor you. And Lord, we know that the enemy is relentless and that he comes at us all the time. But Lord, we know that you are greater. He is a defeated enemy. Don't let us fall for the traps of the dead. Don't let us fall for the deceptions of evil. But instead, help us to work hand in hand with you in being victorious and in living a life that honors you. Now, Father, again, we thank you for each of these as they have come tonight, and we pray and ask now that your Holy Spirit would bless them in this coming week. Father, every one of us here is going to face temptation this week. Please, help us to not just be aware of the temptation, but aware of your escape. And we'll give you thanks, for it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen.